Well, good evening. I'm Jim McGinnis, and Stella has made herself comfortable here on my lap, out here on the back porch. I had something else that I wanted to share with you from Sable Palm. I don't believe I've ever read it before. But it's one of the more important things I've written. I think it chased me around for quite a while. And it's on page 27 of Sable Palm. And it's called Liam's Toast. And Stella and I are going to share it with you, if you don't mind. Liam's Toast, here we go. I was perched upon the bar stool, intent on getting overserved, listening to a woman's rant right next to me on hardship undeserved. The band was starting soon, and I was hoping for a chance to lose myself on this stormy Saturday afternoon. From his place way over on the other side, the Irishman replied, "Suffering is redemptive." "No," she snapped, "unearned suffering is redemptive." She spoke as if it were the gospel truth. Flat fact. After several minutes, Liam answered back, "I beg to differ. No suffering is unearned. And our troubles are liberating still. Survival lessons learned. Spiritually humbling, if you will." The voice of St. Francis beckoned, along with that of my mother and John Paul II. The village pub grew silent unexpectedly as the rain outside began to fall. He raised his pint of Guinness and proposed a toast, young Dylan would recall. No fear, no envy, no meanness. I raised my glass and took a drink, but I couldn't help but think of what she said earlier and how she said it. I thought of how resentment frames our reality. Once it has us, it seems impossible to escape. How we spend our days feeling slighted, irritated, and all bent out of shape. We sit and sip our bitter brew, declaring, "I work harder than you, and I give up more." Simply choosing to ignore at any rate the uneasy twists of fate. Our voices are weak and nearly gone, and we're just looking for someone to blame it on. Clown fascists play upon our anger and distrust, fueling our resentment, claiming if you don't hate, you rust. From the left wing to the right wing, can't you hear us sing resentment songs? The politics of protest, from the angry north and bitter south and wild and crazy west, we like our truth only half undressed. "Pardon me," said the woman there beside me. "I'm sorry," I replied. I didn't realize I was talking out loud. "Yeah, you were. So many of us, sir, are in fact overlooked, exploited, disrespected." I said yes, but with a sense of justice and self-pity intersected. She glanced at her phone and muttered something about inherited poverty and inherited wealth. "Here's to your happiness and health," she said. "I'm betting you woke up leading off third base, so maybe you should wipe that insightful look right off your face." The conversation stumbled. But I had gone too far and drank too much to turn back now. Besides, the band wasn't very good. So I said what I had to. I said what I could. "Perhaps if we look up and around," I said, "not down. Up from dirty knees, up through the tallest trees." What did he say? "Less fear, less envy, less meanness, please. Surely we can find those who endure hardship and pain and seldom seem to mind, who tolerate much more and don't complain nearly as much as I do." "So many people out there," she replied, "work harder and do more for others and have so much less. Yet maybe we ought to treat our failures the way we do success." "Amen, sister." "Did you just call me sister?" she asked with half a smile. I let it go right on by as if I didn't hear. She motioned to the bartender to cash her out. and order me a beer. I thanked her, but I noticed then that old Liam had disappeared. The rain stopped and day gave in to night, and I thought about him, and I told her how I figured he was right. No suffering is unearned or undeserved, and I believed our struggles could be redemptive. All of my crash landings that I have somehow walked away from offer clarity and understanding, eventually. So it is redemption, after all, she said over the music, like Marley. Well, yeah, I answered, but the mental slavery in which we are bound, beggaring emancipation, is a false belief that suffering is a badge of validation. We're not raised up by injustice and discrimination, nor are we dignified by it. You feel strongly about this? I do. We're not justified in our convulsions and insurrections just because we didn't like the results of free elections. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection, said Lincoln. You know, as the years roll on, it's growing awfully clear that if I could only learn to laugh at the man in the mirror, I could strengthen my resistance. If I shelved my self-importance, as Harrison said, I could hold on to the sacredness of existence and maybe function better as a human. She edged closer. I'm only a doctor, carpenter, soldier, preacher. I'm just an engineer, police officer, nurse, or teacher. I'm only a congressman, block mason, writer, stockbroker, lawyer, clerk, or firefighter. But there are birches, the woman answered after a minute. Some folks are birches. The white trees Frost wrote about, so low for long, it's hope they choose to live without, rich or poor. So low for long, they never write themselves. I listened. I got scars, she said, and I'm not quite sure how I got them. And I don't like the feeling that I'm sinking toward the bottom any further than I've already been. Well, maybe this is why, I said, waiting till the song was over to reply. Marley called it downpression, pushing us to be the lowest and the least, beyond the dogma, the infidel and priest. But what about the birches? She looked at her phone again and said, suffering is some sort of gift? Where did that come from? Flannery O'Connor, or it could have been my mother. Your mother? Yeah. I can't begin to tell you all that she went through, but the more she suffered, the stronger her faith became, and the more my bitterness grew. I am none too proud to say out loud, my faith became a field unplowed for 40 years. Only in my own sickness did I begin to understand the lesson she was trying to teach. So I guess it is a gift, what it's all about, but it sure set me adrift. Even Jesus had his doubts. So say what you will about the world coming unraveled. Through live or dead reckoning, we think we know the way by distances already traveled. But out there, anything goes. Everything is up in the air. So it's back to Liam, I suppose. His toast becomes a prayer. Less fear, less envy, and a little less meanness, please. This time, I glanced down at my phone. My ride's here. Mine too. Fair winds.